for Friday for Yomtiv. And on Friday you got to eat up the Erev, so for Shabbos you don't have an Erev. He owes it to Safek. That maybe it's called one long Kedusha. So the Erev you put out there on Mizrach side is Kainer, even for Shabbos. Therefore on Shabbos, where do you have your Paimama? Outside there by Mizrach. So you could walk Alpayimama into your city, and Alpayimama the other way. He's also Masufik, though maybe Shabbos is called the new Kedusha by itself. If it's called a new day by itself, so you don't have any Erev for Shabbos. So where are you kind of Shvisa? Back in your house. So Meli, you have to be machmir that maybe the Shvisa is outside by Erev, maybe the Shvisa is back in your house. And you can only walk in between your Erev and your house. Those are the only two places you could walk. Because the Monashach, these are Paimama, you're allowed to walk. But you can't walk one Amma further than your Erev, and you can't walk one Amma further than your house. Because you have a Suffolk, where will you kind of Shvisa? That's the Yudah Shita. That should be like the Chum of Al Mishnah. That's a Suffolk, if it's called 2 days or called 1 day. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Eishu, Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch Oimrim, Erev Baragla Berishin. The person walked out there before Yontif and was there, Ben Ashmoshris, by the Mokum of the Alpayimama, is Bober, Erev Baragla Berishin, is Ein Marev Baragla Besheni. You don't have to make an Erev the second day. This is again Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that's called Vadai, one long day. It's called one Kedusha. Nechol Aruva B'yom Rishin, if the Erev was eaten up the first day on Yontif, is Yoytzol Avisheni, on Shabbos still you're allowed to walk out Alpayimama from your first Erev, because it's called one long day. So while we had Rebbe holds cloths called one long day, and now we're having Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Yishmael ben Eish from Yechon ben Ruka, they all hold that Shabbos and Yontif is called one long Kedusha. Omar Rav, Zot Rav, Halocha Kedalitz Kenem Halolu. You should know we paskin halacha like these last four mandiyamim we have, the aliba the Rebbe Lezer. And they all hold like Rebbe Lezer Shita now Mishnah, the Yomah that they say, Beis Kedushas Hain. That's the halacha. That is Shabbos and a Yom Tov are considered two different days. They have two different Kedushas. Therefore, if you put an Erev on one side for the first day, you have a right to put an Erev for the second day on the second side. Or else, if the first Erev was eaten up the first day, the second day, the Shavis is Vanda in your house. Because the second day is a new Kedusha by itself. If you have an Erev for the second day, good. If you don't have an Erev, it's Chal in your house where you live. That's your Paimama. Yeah. So tomorrow, V'yelu hein Dalet Zekenim. Who are these Dalet Zekenim? Who are the four man Yomim that hold like this also? That's all considered one or two different days. Is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what we just had. For Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch, the second man Yomim out of here. For Rabbi Lezer, for Rabbi Shimon, and for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Simtoi, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Simtoi. Rashi, Chad Minayu Rabbi Elezer, Kol Rabbi Elezer Stam B'Shas Hutana Rabbi Elezer Ben Shamuhu. It's Rabbi Elezer Ben Shamua. So therefore, here it says Rabbi Elezer for Rabbi Shimon. It's a difference, not the Stam Rabbi Elezer. It's Rabbi Elezer for Rabbi Shimon. Well, this is it. No. No, this is it. Rabbi Elezer ben Shemua. This is what he means to us now, Gemara here. Rabbi Elezer... I'm not sure. The Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon ben Ruka, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Simtoi. He's called the Simtoi, the Trashi. Kori call me, Sheror Rabbi Dvorov, Vimkaimes Harbei, Tushonim B'Mishnah Stam. Wherever Rebbe liked what he was saying, even though he said it a few places, he puts it down in the Mishnah Stam without a name, that's called Stimtoi. So Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudah Stimtoi. The Ika the Yamri, some say, Chad Minaya Rebbe Lezer. Some say, no, one of them is Rebbe Lezer, Stam Rebbe Lezer means Rebbe Lezer ben Shemua. O Mapik Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudah. And take out the Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yudah Stimtoi. Take him out. He's not one of these four, in the four categories. For the Gemara of Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yechon ben Baruch, Ipcha Shaminu. We heard someplace else, they say just the opposite. Trashi Liel, in the top one here. Forget, right, just here they said the opposite. They just said on top, what Iru Baragla Barishan is Ein Mara Baragla Bishani. They said, Forget, if you made an error of the first day, you do not have to make another error of the second day. You see, clause called one long day. So their shita is Yom Tov Shabbos called one long day. How could you say that Bechal Adal Zekenim the Paschal and Rebbe Elezer that is called two different days? So the Gemara Eipach, they change around their din, not to say Ein Tzorach Lariv, but they meant to say Tzorach Lariv. For the Gemara Yehochi Abazoy Hainu Rebbe, Abazoy Asmamish Rebbe Shita. They say Yadam Achleikus. Rebbe said one way, Rebbe Yudin said another way. Then you have Rebbe Yishmael Benayshem Rebbe Yochanan Ben Baruch. So the Mamre said the exact same Shittas Rebbe, that it's called two different Kedushas. So what do they have to say? It's called Tainu Rebbe. Now the Gemara Eimah say in this Machlekes here, Enechnami, V'chein Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel also said, just like Rebbe, that it's called two different Kedushas. So you're allowed to make two different areas for the 2 days, and who are then if you made one area for the first day, and it got eaten up, so then is the second day, you have no Erev at all, no Yekoyin Shris in your house. That's like Rebbe Shita, the Dal of the Canaan. So we all just call two different Kedushas. For the Gemara Bezoi, V'lechshav Nami Rebbe. How come we didn't put in this Cheshbon, these four Zakenim Rebbe? Rebbe was the first man Yom Yehari that said Klor. It's two different Kedushas. So why don't we put in Rebbe? Shrashiv Lechshav Nami Rebbe, the Shamina Leiliel Behedya. The Rebbe says Klor like this. And the Gemara, Rebbe Torn Allah, V'loi Sovlo. I'll tell you, Rebbe just learned like that, but maybe he doesn't hold like that. Rashi says, "Tony love lay sovelo." Ola diver Reb Lezer kamar. He's only saying what the pshat in Reb Lezer is, but he himself doesn't hold like that. He's Rebbe Tony love lay sovelo. Rebbe learned that, but he himself doesn't hold like that. For the Gemara Abazoi, maybe Rabbona Nami Tony lo v'loy sovelo. Maybe even according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Yishmael ben Eshem ben Yochanan ben Ruka. Maybe also even those they're saying it's called the two different kedushas. Maybe they're only saying that I'll leave with the Rebbe Lezer, but they themselves don't hold like that. Like Mecha Teisi Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Maybe they also don't hold like that. So Rashi Rabbona Nami, Heitanach Reb Shimon Reb Yishmoel, Nehi Dikatoni, V'chein, Dilma Toni, V'loi Savrile, Lo. Maybe they also just say this is Pshat according to Rebbe Lezer, but they themselves don't hold like that. And the Gemara, Rav Gemara Gormalo, Rav Taka learned how to Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Rashi Rav Gemara Gomalo Mi Rabbi, he learned this from his Rebbe. Tahana Chabo Zakenim, these four Zakenim, Sviriluk Reb Lezer, they all hold like Reb Lezer. Avo Rebbe, Tony Vloy Sovala. That's his Kabbalah. That Rebbe just said like that, even though he doesn't hold. He's just saying Pshat in Reb Lezer. But the other Dal Zakenim, they hold Alocha, the Shita is called two different Kedushas. Merkinach Navshe the Rav Huna. When Rav Huna was Nifta, his ayah Rav Chizda lemirma the Rav ad Rav. Rav Chizda asked a question, Rav on to Rav. He had a stira. Mi yom a Rav, is it true that Rav said, halacha kedal zkeinim aliba the Reb Lezer, di yom ashtek, dusha saying that we hold Yom Tov and Shabbos are called two different days. You can make two different areas. V'yitma, we learned, Shabbos for Yom Tov. You have a Shabbos, then comes a Yom Tov, one after another. Rav omar, noldo bozeh asuro bozeh. A beitz, an egg, that was hatched, or came out. On one day, it came out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it Sunday on Yontif. So what do you see? The Chur is called one long Kedusha. That's a Shalah from Muksam. Whereas if an egg is born on Shabbos, so that's called like Neulib. Something was created now on Shabbos, Neulib, it's Muksam. But if you're going to tell me tomorrow, Sunday, Yontif, it's called a new Kedusha, so why should it be Muksar on Yontif? It was already created before Yontif. So when it comes now Yontif, it's not Neulib anymore. So Chur, why is the egg also teed on Yontif if Yontif is two different Kedushas? Fish claim if it's like one Kedusha, so just like something that's created on Shabbos, it's Muksa for Shabbos, so Shabbos and Yom Tov is one Kedusha, it's Muksa for Yom Tov also. But if you tell me the two different days, so why is the egg that's born, hatched on Shabbos, why is it also on Sunday and Yom Tov? Or my Rabbah, if it Rabbah is no Stira, even Rav Takos is called two different Kedushas, like two different days. Or Behosam, the Yisraeli is Mishum Hachonah. There's an Isser Hachonah. If the egg was hatched, let's say on Shabbos, and you want to be able to, born on Shabbos, you want to use it on Sunday, Yom Tov it's also. Because that's called, Shabbos was Mechin for Yom Tov. About it was created today, today is called as being Mechin for tomorrow. So if tomorrow is a Shabbos, or tomorrow is a Yom Tov, you can't eat it. The Tanya, we learned. The Pasuk says, Bohoya b'yayim ha'shishi was a 6th day Friday, ve'chinu. And you're supposed to prepare on Friday for Shabbos. So the call is like this, Choyel Mechin l'Shabbos. On a Friday, which is a choyel, a weekday, that's when you have to do all your preparation for Shabbos. Hu adin v'choyel mechin liyomtiv. On an erev yomtiv, that's a choyel, a weekday, you're supposed to prepare for yomtiv. V'yein yomtiv mechin l'Shabbos. But on yomtiv, you're not allowed to be mechin, prepare things for Shabbos. Only this midiraisa. And only we make it with an eruv v'tashilin, like Tosha said, because we have the svar of choyel. When you want to cook, maybe the food is roy for yomtiv, so it's not considered you'll be mechin it for Shabbos. For tomorrow. But Meikra Din is also to be Mechin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Hanu Adin V'yein Shabbos Mechin Lo Yom Tov. Shabbos, since Shabbos is not a weekday, it's not a Choyel, they can't be Mechin for Yom Tov. So mele here, if the egg was born on Shabbos or on Yontif, he can't eat it the next day. Because if you can eat it the next day, which is either a Shabbos or a Yontif, the Erev of that, which is also a Shabbos, blind like Shabbos, is being made for Yontif. So that's why he can't eat the egg. Even though they're called two different Kedushas, but as Halacha, something has to be prepared for Shabbos on a weekday. It has to be Choyl. Here it was Shabbos or it was Yontif, so it can't be made for the next day. That's what we learned. What's the Yetzer? How do you make an Erev? Is my Li Choy Berishin. You have to go there the first day, which means Thursday night or Thursday afternoon. You walk to the Tchum. You may give a Shliach your Erev, your two Chalis. So the Shliach goes there Thursday afternoon. He puts down the Erev and he waits there until it comes Ben Ashmoshes of the beginning of Friday of Yom Tif. The Noitli picks up the Erev, then after it's Chal for Yom Tif, Ubalai, he takes, brings it home with him. Pisheni comes then Friday afternoon, for before Shabbos, Mach Shecholov, he goes there again, V'yoichloi, he puts down the Erev there, it's there at the beginning of Shabbos Ben Ashmoshes, it's Chal the Erev, then he can eat it up. Ubalai, he can go away. Here's a kasha though, that's what our Mishnah says. Is Zorkom Mechen, the Yom Tif Shabbos. How are you allowed to walk there on Friday afternoon and carry the Erev, put it back down again to be Chal for Shabbos? I am not allowed to be making from Yom Tov for Shabbos. And yet we're saying, Tloy, you're making an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Or Malay Rabba, as the Rabba back, you have to say, Pshana Mishnah is, Misa Ritzoy Fayoim Koin Erev, do you say the end of the day? In other words, like Friday. Is Koin of the Erev, so you want to say it's like Friday. Is being making for Shabbos? No. Hatoya Tchila Sayoim Koin Erev. What's kind of the Erev is the beginning of the day. That means the beginning of Shabbos. So even though you're putting down your Erev on Friday, we'll soon see why isn't that alone called the Ma'is HaChana. The Chura putting the Erev down alone should be the Ma'is HaChana for Shabbos. But by the way, that's not the HaChana. The HaChana is the Chalois Kinyan. Not that the Erev is Chal. See if it's Chal on Friday, on Yom Tiv, it's a Kasha. How could you do a Chalois on Yom Tiv for Shabbos? The Torah says no. The Erev is Chal, the beginning of Shabbos. On Shabbos at the end of Bein HaShemashas. So it's already Shabbos. Then it's considered the Shabbos Mechina Liatzmo. Shabbos has a right to prepare for itself. Fred Gemara. Elam Zakrashi Mi Savrit Seif Hayoim Shel Erer Shabbos Kain Erev Deva Yom Tov Mechina Shabbos. That should be considered like Yom Tov is doing a Chalais Erev for Shabbos? No. The Erev is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. So Shabbos is preparing for itself. For the more Elam Hayatev, that's true. If you tell me now the Erev is first Chal, the beginning of Shabbos, we had this case before, where you have this Kli, this Lugim means a card, a pitcher, which had Tumas Tful Yom on it. And inside it you had Maiserishin, that you made it tonight, that you want the Trumas Maiser Tibichal Mishatechshach. Just when you want the Trumas Maiser Tibichal. Now the halacha was, a Tful Yom is not Metama Maiserishini, it's only Metama Truma. So when the Trumas Maiser is Chal, it should be Tomei. But if you said you want the Trumas Maiser to be Chal Mishatechchuk at night time, so the Tumas Tful Yom goes off at night. So then everything was good. We said then it's Chal. But the Gemara said if you want to use it for your Erev you can't use it. And the reason why it can't be good for the Erev, because Erev is Chal before Mishatechchuk. At the beginning of Bein HaShemashas, the Erev has to be Chal. It has to be Royet Heat. At that time was Maiser Rishon, you didn't take off the Trumas Maiser yet. So you're not allowed to eat this Peris, it can't be good for an Erev. That was the pshat over there. You can't use it for an Erev because at the beginning of Bein HaShemashas, it's not edible. It still has truma, it has tevel. You didn't take off the Trumas Maiser until Mishatechshach. But now the Kash Ifri, you tell me, though, no. Erev doesn't have to be Chal at the beginning of Bein HaShemashas, at the end of Friday. Erev is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, Mishatechshach. So if the Erev is first Chal at night, so this is Roy Titan at night time. You said that this Maiser Rishon, the Trumas Maiser, should be Chal in it to be separated, Mishatechshach. So the first second of the night, it's Chal, that this is called Trumas Maiser on one side, and the rest you're allowed to eat. So it's edible. So why did we say the Erev is not Chal? That's the Kasha. If you're telling me the Erev is first Chal at the beginning of night, Mishatechshach, so why can't you make an Erev in such a case? The Lugin? Rashi, Elamar, Elamiyata, Yarva, Belogin, Abinan, the terraces, like we said before, Binan Suda, Ruyim, Ibayoyim, Belekka. Even if you tell me, when is the Zaman, the Chaloist, Erev Tchumim, his first Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, Mishatechshach, And here at nighttime you're allowed to eat this because the trumas mice is chaum, but there's a new halacha. For shash, you put the erev down, you have to do like a mice erev. You have to put down food that's edible. So that means it has to be roi teeth with boy join. Even though it's only chal at nighttime, but there's a mice, you have to put the erev down before nighttime. But by joim, you have to put the erev down. When you put an erev down, you have to put something that's edible. Here, b'shas, you put this kli down, it was inside mice rishon, that you did not take off the trumas mice yet. So it's tevel inside, it's not edible. So b'shas, you put the erev down, it wasn't edible yet, that's not called an erev either. Even though b'shas chalois is edible, but there's a new yisoid, being in suda haruyim by joim, it has to be edible. B'shas, you put down the erev. But by yom, it has to be edible. Shrashi yabin and sudav oriyam by yom b'lekom ma'arav adam shne. That's this part. Hakas in elit. That's why you go here. This is the terrors. It has to be roim by yom, and there it's not roim by yom because the trumas meis is first chal at night. B'lekom. So more elohod the tenan. That's what we learned in our mishnah. Reb Lezer roimer yom tif shahasomach l'shabbes. If we have first the yom tif, then the shabbes. Beimelefneha, where the yontif is Friday, or Beimeleachreh, where the yontif is Sunday, is Marav Adam Shnei Eruvin. You can make two different errors. Is Achor the Kasha, Hobin and Suda, Horuyim Mebajoyim Veleka. You have to have a Suda that's Royati Mebajoyim Veleka. You don't have it. Now, why don't you have it? Now, the Havamina is like this. The Havamina is, we're saying now, you put down your two Erevs, you put it down Taka Thursday. So on Thursday, you put down the Havamina is, for Friday Erev, you want it to be Chal, Alpayim Mama Mizrach side. For Shabbos, you want the Erev to be Chal, Alpayim Mama Marav side. So you put the Erev, Alpayim Mama this side, and the other Erev, Alpayim Mama this side. Come to say, it's the first day Friday, where is Erev Chal? To the Mizrach side, let's say. So you're only allowed to walk Alpayim Mama from your Erev. Where your Erev is, you can walk Alpayim Mama further, and Alpayim Mama back to your house. That's all. Now, the Erev to be Chal for Shabbos is another Alpayim Mama the other way of your house. So the Maisa Friday yet, Mboi Joim, where it's still Yom Tif, are you allowed to walk to where Yerev is? No. Because on Yom Tif, your Shvisa was on Mizrach side, the other side. Come to say, so on Yom Tif, you're also to walk to where Yerev is. When can you walk to Yerev? On Shabbos. When it comes Shabbos, now we say you're kind of Shvisa where Yerev is on Marav side, now you can walk to Marav. But if you're going to tell me Mboi Joim, before the Yerev is Chal, you have to be able to eat your food, here you can't eat it. Because on Friday, your Erev was Chal on Mizrach side. You're Alpayim Mama that way from your house. All you could walk to right now on Friday, up until the last second of Yom Tov, just until your house. More than your house, you can't walk to the other side. And you, where is your Erev? Your Erev is Alpayim Mama that way. So for the Gemara Takasha, if you need an Erev to be Chal by Joim, you can't walk there. And for the Gemara, mi savrit enichlam yitaika true. In such a case, the erev wouldn't be chal. But mi savrit the monachlei b'soif alpayimama lekan u'b'soif alpayimama lekan. Who said like on Friday for Yom Tov he had his erev alpayimama away from his house? Then taika takasha. If you have an alpayimama that way, and for Shabbos you want it to be alpayimama that way, you can't walk there on Friday. We're talking about the loy. The monach lay besoif elef amalekan, or besoif elef amalekan. We're talking about that on Friday's erev was only 1,000 amis this way. That's all you did it. So you had an extra 1,000 amis mizrach side. Shabbos erev is an extra 1,000 amis the other way. So the meister, right now on Friday, you could walk to your erev. Because from where your erev is here, it's 1,000 back to your house, and just one more 1,000 to your erev, you're allowed to walk up by your mama. So that's the case Reb Lezer is talking about. That you're able to walk to both Erevs on Friday. So maybe it's called the Suda, to both Erevs are Roy Teet before it's Chal. But by Jaim, to both Roy Teet. Tomorrow, Elohot, the Yom Rav Yehuda, Erev Baraglav Yom Rishon, Mara Baraglav Yom Sheni. If you made an Erev the first day, you walk there on Ben Hashmoshes. You have to walk there again the second day on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Erev Bapas B'Yom Rishon, if you put a pas down on Thursday for Friday to be Chal, is Marav Bapas B'Yom Sheni. Friday again, you have to put the Erev out again to be Chal again B'Yom Sheni. Is the Kashir Hokomechem Yom Tov Shabbos. How could you put the Erev back out again on Friday for Shabbos? You'd be making on Friday for Shabbos. Chorot HaKashka is a Nitzachona. Or Malay, the Teretz is, Mi Savrit the Ozal, the Omar, who says he walks there with his bread on Friday and puts it down and says, when I put it down, this should be the Erev, the Yomamidi, named the Ozal B'Shosik. V'yosef, I'll tell you, he walks there and puts it down and just keeps quiet. He doesn't say anything. So about he doesn't say anything, there's no Yisr Hachona. Mash Mistam, put in the Erev down on Friday, that it should be Chal for tomorrow for Shabbos. If you don't say anything, that's not called a Ma'is Hachona. It's only if you speak it out that I'm putting this down to be an Erev for Shabbos, that makes it into the Hachona. But if you stand, keep quiet, there wouldn't be any Yisr. Like Rashi says, V'akomechen, kishemara baragla b'sheni miyomtav l'shabbos. So bishtay ma'arav b'shnei b'sheni b'pas terata detchila sayyim koiner. You gave a teretz right at the beginning of Shabbos is koiner. The era of the pas shetiktim emela koni. El era baragla, when you walk there with your feet, sakot aydech the boiler meimer. You have to speak out and say shvisasi b'mkoimi. I want the era to be chal where I am right now. V'loimotze lechaven tchila sayyim. You can't know exactly when the beginning of Shabbos is. And you have to speak it out on Friday that now I want my shrisa to be chal here for Shabbos. With Yamir alone, you're being mechin from Yomtif to Shabbos. Has Bishleim, if you put the bread out there, Mamash Ateretzis, when is the Chalois Erev? The Chalois Erev is first chal on Shabbos. So you said Shabbos is being mechin for Shabbos. But when you walk there and you want to be outside there by the Tchum, so the Habminer is, you have to speak it out. When do you speak it out? You can't wait to Shabbos Mamish. You don't know when Shabbos is. So you speak it out before on Friday. Are you speaking out on Friday on Yom Tov something about Shabbos? Of the Gemara, the Yosef Shosik, he just kept quiet. He doesn't have to say anything there. Zokmor Kaman, Lechur Kreb Yechon Ben Uri. Lechur, you tell me now, go like Yechon Ben Uri. The Yomer, he says, Chefsei Hefker, Kreine Shavisa. The Lechur also, Chveitzim also has a Tchum Shabbos. You can only take it al pay mama from where the chafetz is. If you own, let's say, a chair outside, so that chair also, you can only carry it al pay mama on Yom Tov. Now, let's say the chafetzim belong to Hefker. Nobody owns it. There's also a shaila, they also have a din shrisa to say that if I come on Yom Tov, I find a chair, I can't carry it more than al pay mama where the chair is. Even though it doesn't belong to anybody before, still there's a yisoid of chefsei hefker akayin shvisa. In other words, even though you don't speak out and say harezu erev, this should be my kayin shvisa. Memela, wherever you are, that's where the shvisa is chal. That's what you want to say now here also. So if the person walks out there to the tchum before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, and just stands there, lemaisa, without speaking out anything, the fact that I'm standing outside with apay mama, that's where my erev is chal, because I don't have to speak out. Haraya, you see, chefsei hefker. His something doesn't belong to anybody. Still, wherever those chveitzim are at the beginning of Shabbos or the beginning of Yom Tov, they're automatically kind of the shvisa. His zechura, you're telling me, command Reb Yechon and Menura, the yomah chefsei hefker kind of shvisa, and the chom dingzach on Reb Yechon and Menura. That's going to be a kasha. What do you do about the chomim? So the Gemara, no. Afilu tema rabbonin. We could even go according to the rabbonin. So what? Ad kan loy pligi rabbonin alei the Reb Yechon and Menuri ela biyoshin. He only dingzech either with Yamamish Hefker or else if the person is sleeping. If the person is sleeping in the beginning of Ben Hashemoshois, since he can't speak out, he can't even say Harez Erev, then it's not Chal. Avo Benir, but if you have a person that's awake, and Lamaisu, he could speak out right now to say, I want to be kind of Shrisa where I am. The boy, Lameimer, Motsuyomer, if he wanted to, he could have said it. Is a locher afagav the loyoma command the yoma domi. The rabbonim are also moedah that a person that's awake when he walks out to be at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov by the tchum, that's where he wants to shvis the b'kaino. It's chal without saying anything. So the fact that you're walking there and you could speak out, that's enough. You don't have to speak out at all. Yeah. Command the yoma domi. If you would have learned and heard, this is how we learned. The Chur would have a kasha on what you're saying. Like the Teretz was saying now is, even though you're walking mamash to the Tchum on Friday, and the Chur, like you're doing a Ma'is Hachoni, preparing on Friday for Shabbos, still was saying it's okay, since you don't have to speak out anything. When you get there, you just sit there and don't say anything, so there's no Yisr Hachona. Here we learn not like that. The Tanya, Lo Yahalech Odom L'Soif Sadeyu. A person is not allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of his field. Leida Mahi Tzricha. To see what the field needs. So you see, just an Yisr Halicha, walking, is also Osir. Shrash Lo Yahalech B'Shabbos. Leida Mahi Tzricha Achra Shabbos. you want to know now, on Shabbos, do I have to water my field? So you want to walk to your fields on Shabbos just to know if I have to water it after Shabbos, that's awesome. Because Talicha is, when you're not allowed to do it, Talicha is also awesome. Ki yoitzaboy, lo yitayel adam al pesach medina. A person should not take a walk all the way to the entrance of the city.